Last time I was speaking a little bit about how the true believers that we welcome correction from God's word. Because God's word, you know, is given for our correction and for our training in righteousness. That's, you know, no one knows everything about the Bible. It's impossible. But as we study the Bible and we follow the rules of the Bible, how we are to study the Bible, God in His mercy will open the eyes of His people to the things that He wants us to know from the Bible. It's not that we're smarter than anyone else or because we are more learned or whatever the case might be. Understanding of God's word doesn't have to do with whether we could read or write or whatever the case is. But God could save anyone. And we know we're living in a day where God's salvation plan is all the elect are saved, and we're simply waiting upon God to bring this world to its end. And we patiently wait upon Him. But in Psalm 25, God tells us that He's the one who teaches us from the Bible. As God's people search the scriptures, we're always praying and beseeching God that He might enlighten us through His word. What can we understand from the Bible? We can't understand anything if God doesn't give us understanding of it. And particularly in our day in which we live, God has opened up the Bible and to all sorts of great truth from the Bible. Things that we thought we understood, now we're learning that it wasn't true. It's been taught and held throughout the church age for hundreds of years. And now we're learning that in God's timing, not our timing, that these things were incorrect. How do we take correction from God's word? Has to be from God's word. The true believers, we welcome correction from the Bible. Has to come from the Bible. Is pride is going to get involved? If we're being corrected by God's word from the Bible, remember, God's word is given for our correction. For our correction and training in righteousness. It corrects us. And many people don't take correction very well. Could it be pride? Could it be pride that we won't listen to what the Bible say? But I know me personally that I've been corrected many, many times from the Bible. I thought this was correct. Come to find out that no, I had a wrong understanding of this verse or a word or a phrase in the Bible. And we welcome correction from the Bible. Any true believer, a true believer will welcome correction from God's word, the Bible. Now we're learning that there's not a literal place called hell. It was taught throughout the church age for as long as I can remember that we believe that it was a hell of burning fire. Now we realize that from God's word that it's not true. And many, many other things. We're learning about the day of judgment. We're learning about all these great truths that God has opened our eyes to. We're learning about the calendar of history through the Bible. We learn about May 21. That's judgment day. And all these things that God has open our eyes to, how are you receiving? How am I receiving these great things from the Bible? Do we, oh Lord, thank you? Thank you for correcting me. Thank you for these things. And we glorify God for these things that He has given to us from the Bible. And I hope this is our response to the correction that God has given to us from the Bible. And do we welcome it humbly? There are many, as we know, has turned away from it. And how sad that is. But in Psalms 25, we start reading at verse 8, God says, good, Psalm 25, verse 8, then we're going to read down to verse 14, good and upright is Jehovah. Therefore will He teach sinners His in the way. And you know, Christ is the way. God teaches sinners in the way. And you know, Christ is the way. The meek will He. And who are the meek? God's elect. You know, remember the Beatitudes? The meek will He guide in judgment. And the meek, see, He's stressing the point, the meek will he teach his way. You see who God will teach his way? His elect, his people. He teaches them from the Bible, only through the Bible. And he goes on, all the paths of Jehovah are mercy and truth unto such as keep his covenant and his testimonies. For thy name's sake, O Jehovah, pardon mine iniquity, for it is great. What man is he that feareth Jehovah? Him will he teach in the way that he shall choose. God does the teaching. He teaches the meek. He teaches his elect from the Bible as we follow the rules of the Bible of comparing spiritual with spiritual. And it goes on, verse 13, his soul shall dwell at ease, and his seed shall inherit the earth. The secret of Jehovah is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. That's a beautiful word, that God does the teaching, and that we know that God has a timetable for everything. His timing is everything. He has a timetable for everything. For when he decides to give us understanding of, for instance, where we're at in history, according to Judgment Day, when we're at today in history, is God's timing that he reveals these things to his people on his time, not ours. And now we're living in that time to where God now has opened the things pertaining to eschatology, Judgment Day, May 21, and all these things. It's God's timing. 20, 30 years ago, we had no clue about this. And now, God now has revealed these great truths. He has opened the hearts and minds of his people to these great truths which were hidden in the Bible throughout the ages. It's there all along. I've read these things, and I'm sure you have read it, about Judgment Day and hell for as long as you've been saved. And we thought we had a handle on these things, understood it correctly. And lo and behold, we didn't understand it correctly. It's God's timing. His timing for revealing a truth to his people. It's God's timing. Go through the Bible, you see, you know, it's the time when God created the earth. And all these things is on God's timing. And as we continue to study, you know, God is giving us more understanding of these things. Psalm 119, verse 17. Deal bountifully with thy servant, that I may live and keep thy word. Open thou mine eyes. And this is the prayer of God's people. Open thou mine eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. This is the prayer of God's people. Oh Lord, teach me. Open my understanding. Give me wisdom, that I may understand thy word, the Bible. We can't understand of ourselves. So this is the prayer of God's people, that God will teach us from the Bible and become very humbly before the word of God, as recognize that we don't know anything. We come humbly before him. Oh Lord, teach me. We don't come with any preconceived ideas. I'm going to prove my point. I'm going to prove my point that I'm right. That's pride. That's pride. We come humbly before God's word and we look to him. Oh Lord, open thou mine eyes. See, we're asking God to open our eyes, that we may behold wondrous things out of thy law. And now God's people are beholding wondrous things out of the Bible. Things that we never knew or thought we knew. And now he's correcting us from God's word, the Bible. But God gives us an example in the book of Acts. Acts chapter 18. And I believe this man was a true believer. But he didn't understand a lot of things in the Bible. And we see that God is correcting this man. God corrected him, and he didn't argue, he didn't resist these correction. This is the way we ought to be. In the book of Acts, chapter 18, we'll start reading at verse 24. The book of Acts, chapter 18, verse 24. And a certain Jew named Apollos, you remember him? Apollos, born at Alexandria, an eloquent man, and mighty in the scriptures came to Ephesus. Now, see what God is saying about him? He was eloquent. He was mighty in the scriptures. But he didn't have perfect understanding of what, of a lot of things. You see, in verse 25 of Acts 18, this man was instructed in the way of the Lord, and being fervent in spirit, he spake and taught diligently the things of the Lord, knowing only the baptism of John. And he began to speak boldly in the synagogue, whom when Aquila and Priscilla had heard, they took him unto them and expounded unto him the way of God more perfectly. He was corrected. He didn't understand a lot of things that he thought he knew, but here they took him aside, and the other two believers, and corrected him. And they were correcting him and were teaching him, giving him, no, what you said wasn't correct. This is what the Bible said. He didn't resist it. He welcomed correction from God's word, the Bible. And he goes on in verse 27. And when he was diagnosed to pass into Aquila, disposed, the brethren wrote, exhorting the disciples to receive him, whom when he was come, helped them which had believed through grace. For he mightily convinced the Jews, and that public is showing by the scriptures that Jesus was Christ. He was corrected. He was corrected by Aquila and Priscilla. They took him to the side and says, no, this is, they corrected him. They corrected him from the Bible. And you see how he responded to it. He didn't walk away in pride and chest puffed up they heard him speak and they explained to him more correctly the scriptures. See, as true believers, we should welcome correction from the Bible. And we see Apollos, he didn't argue with them. They show him from the scriptures that Jesus is Christ. As he only knew John's baptism, hear what the Bible says, and they took him to the side and expounded unto him the way of God more correctly, more perfectly. And you see, he went on teaching that Christ Jesus was Christ. And so should we be like this person, as we've been corrected from the Bible, that these things that we thought was, we've been taught throughout the church ages by a pastor who we loved and respected. Now God is telling us from the Bible, no, these things were incorrect. This is the way. How do I receive these corrections from God's word? That's what I said last time, that we, remember, God's word is given for our correction. Pride has no place in our life for true believers. But we have to be corrected from the Bible, not through some other means. It's be corrected from the Bible. I didn't understand that. I didn't see that. Another person might be talking to you about a verse or phrase, and, I always thought this was, maybe some probably believed that it was okay to marry after divorce, and now you realize, I was incorrect by this. And we should welcome and give God the glory for correcting us from God's word, the Bible. And let's go on. Let's look at another scripture. Look at Colossians chapter 1. Colossians chapter 1, verse 24. Who now rejoice in my sufferings for you, and fill up that which is behind of the affliction of Christ in my flesh, for his body's sake, which is the church. Wherefore I am made a minister according to the dispensation of God, which is given to me for you to fulfill the word of God, even the mystery which hath been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to the saints. See, we're learning these things now in the Bible because it's God's timing. these things about Judgment Day and all what we're learning was hidden in the Bible. You know, we see how God writes the Bible. He hides it in the Bible about Judgment Day, about hell, about the faith of Christ, about all these things that we're learning. It was hidden in the Bible. And now we're living in a day where a few years ago we're learning about the faith of Christ and all these things that God has taught us from the Bible. It was there in the Bible, but it was not God timing as there for us to know these things. He hides these things in the Bible from the eyes of his people. And when he's ready, he reveals them to us. Look at Ephesians chapter 3, verse 1. I'm going to read up to verse 8. For this cause I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ for you Gentiles, if ye have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given to me to you word, how that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery as I wrote afore in few words, whereby when he read ye may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ. See, guys, talk about the gospel is a mystery. It's a mystery to us until God opens our understanding to it, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men. See, in ages past, it wasn't God's will for other true believers to understand a lot of things in the Bible. It was hid from them, so they couldn't understand it. It's not to mean that they weren't saved. It wasn't God's timing for revealing of truth, of these great truth at that time until our day. It says, whereby you really may understand in my knowledge the mystery of Christ, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, and is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. And here, as Paul was writing this, God now revealed a great truth to him at that time, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs and of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel. Where if I made a minister according to the gift of grace, at the grace of God given unto me by the effectual working of his power, unto me who am less than least of all saints, in this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. Yet here Paul is saying some mystery was revealed to him. Oh, the Gentiles was going to become saved, but others didn't know at that point. And so I am using the example to say in our day, this mystery now has been revealed to us in these great things that God is teaching us from the Bible. And we shouldn't fight against it. We've checked it out from the Bible as the Bereans of old. We see these things or so, and we glorify God that he has given us this amount of information in the Bible. It's a great amount of information that he has given to us. It's amazing the things that God has taught us now in the Bible. Let's look at, go over Old Testament book in Daniel. Daniel chapter 12 is dealing with our day, the end times. And in Daniel chapter 12, verse 4, it says, but thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book even till the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. Knowledge of the word of God will be increased. Telling us that God's now, he's going to, in these last days in which we live, God is, he has begun now, and he has given us a tremendous amount of information in the Bible that the knowledge of the word of God to the minds of his people will be increased. We're going to understand a lot more than our believers have died, passed on before us. That we're going to understand a lot more. He's going to give us understanding of a lot more of scriptures that we thought we understood and didn't understand correctly. And now, how wonderful that is that God has done this in our day. The information just came pouring out of God's word, the Bible, to the minds of his people. And how wonderful it is that God would do such a great and wonderful thing. Remember in Proverbs 25, God tells us these things, or what does it say in Proverbs 25 about God, how he hides things in the Bible? God hides truth in the Bible, and his people We'll search it out. We'll search it out. We'll search it out. We'll study it and we'll pray, oh Lord, give us understanding of thy word. Because remember, we can't understand God's word of ourselves. God has to give us understanding. Because Christ is understanding. We can't understand a phrase, a word. We can't understand anything about God's word, even grace. We can't understand it unless God has given us spiritual eyes to see. The Bible came from an infinite mind, the mind of God. He wrote it. He wrote it. It's not us. God wrote the Bible. And remember, he tells us how to study the Bible. And we wait upon him for him to teach us, for him to lead our way into truth. And in his timing, he will give us understanding of his word. We can't make God do anything. We can't force him to do anything. God is God. So, and we wait upon him and hoping that he will give us understanding of it. Let's look at Luke chapter 10. Remember, he hides truth. And now, when we come to the Bible, now we can't be lazy. We have to spend time. Study and search and pray and study and study and study. We have to labor in the Word of God. We can't read the Bible for 5 minutes and thinking that we've come to truth. It takes time and years. You know, perfect example is Mr. Camping. How long he's been studying the Bible? 60 years? And yet he's learning more. God has used him in a mighty way. You know, it's a mighty way to bring these things to us and others who have studied for years. And the true believers, you know, God has given us that desire to search the scriptures. To search. Whether we understand what we're reading, we have an insatiable desire to study the Bible, to read the Bible. If you read in places in the Bible I read, I know it's God's word. I don't understand it. But we know that it's God. God's people know that the Bible is God's word. And as you read on, you may see a word that, oh, you know, you might see something and jumps out at you. And you look at it and you study it. Or somebody, you were talking to somebody about something and it connects the dot. But what that person was saying, because that verse fits this verse, or, you know, little nuggets of truth from the Bible. And we thank God for it. It's not everybody that God has given the ability to search the scriptures. But when we hear truth, the true believers, we hear truth, we recognize it. Remember God says, my sheep hear my voice. We hear the voice of truth, God, and we recognize it. It doesn't mean that you have a theology degree or you could know Greek or Hebrew. No, when you hear truth, the true believers, we recognize it. And we follow Christ. We follow him. But in Luke chapter 10, I believe I was saying, Luke 10 verse 21. In that hour, Jesus rejoiced in spirit and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight. It is good in God's sight to reveal truth on his schedule, his timing, to the hearts of his people. It's good for God to do these things. It glorifies him. All things are delivered to me of my Father, and no man knoweth who the Son is but the Father, and who the Father is but the Son, and he to whom the Son will reveal him. So God reveals truth to us from the pages of the Bible to the hearts of his people. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, I'll start reading at verse 6. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 6. Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden. See, the truth, you know, is hidden in the Bible, as God tells us. It's hidden there. The hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world unto our glory. All these, how God has written the Bible and hides truth in the Bible, who was ordained by God to do so. He hides it. Some things in the Bible, we can never take for granted that we understand John 3:16, for God so loved the world. It's one of the most familiar verses to many, even those who don't know anything about the Bible. That's one of the most familiar verses. They think they understand it. Oh, God loved the world, see? Does it really mean that? Well, when you start to study John 3:16, you say, oh, I thought I understood it, but really I didn't. It doesn't mean what we think. It doesn't mean what we think it means. We have to study it. Every word, every phrase, and see what world, what love, what is God speaking about? He hides truth in these verses. It's ordained by God. He hides it. It's hidden. And now, in our day, he's as God's people search the Bible, he opens our minds to it. He opens our understanding to these great truth in the Bible. So we shouldn't resist these things. It is God's will that he hides these things in the Bible from the minds of his people. Those who have had their spiritual eyes open, he hides it. And his timing, he opens it up. And everything will fit. Truth fits like a glove. You go to this part of the Bible, you see the same truth. When he opens our eyes to it, we see the same thing. It's one cohesive book, the Bible. So we shouldn't be resistant to the idea that May 21 is Judgment Day. There's abundant proofs in the Bible that May 21 was Judgment Day. And now we wait upon the Lord to, if it be his will, to give us more information to it. And now we're in the end of the world, so we fully expect that God would honor his word to the hearts of his people. Okay, let's stop here and let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for this time together on thy word. We ask, O Lord, that you will, in all that was said, was glorifying to thee. We pray for the next Bible study, the question and answers, and all the activities of this day. O Lord, we ask that all these things will bring praise and glory to thee. And have us, O Lord, to wait patiently upon thee. Because, O Lord, your way is perfect. You are in control of this world. It's not man. God is on the throne. He all things is going according to your plan. And we true believers, we shouldn't be worried or disturbed or frightened of anything as we see the world is getting more sinful as the day goes on. You are in control of these things. Because, O Lord, we know that your perfect will be done. O Lord, we pray for families, our loved ones. And, O Lord, we thank you for this time together on thy word. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.